Hello, and welcome to this AAT podcast. My name is Tim Buss. The subject is disaggregation, which is very prevalent and always has been prevalent, and involves disaggregating a business to avoid VAT registration. For VAT registration purposes, it is the legal entity, not the business, which is registered and registrable. For example, a sole trader with various business activities will have a single VAT registration encompassing all the activities the sole trader may undertake. Whether or not an entity has to register for VAT depends on the turnover of the entity concerned, not the entire business. The current threshold is 70,000 per annum. This has applied since 1st of April 2010. Legislation exists to prevent the artificial separation of businesses into separate legal entities in order to avoid VAT registration. HMRC can issue what is known as a notice of direction to re-aggregate businesses that for VAT registration purposes appear to have been artificially split. At one time, HMRC had to establish that the taxpayer's motive for separation was for the avoidance of VAT. In other words, a taxpayer could defend a notice of direction by submitting a commercial reason for the split. This no longer applies, and HMRC do not have to establish that a motive exists. It is well established that every taxpayer has the right to organise their business affairs in any way they deem appropriate. However, where HMRC believe that a driver behind the structure is to avoid VAT registration, they will seek to issue a notice of direction. In determining whether any separation is artificial, HMRC has to pay due regard to the extent the persons concerned are bound by financial, economic, and organisational links. Three conditions have to be met before a notice can be issued. The businesses are making taxable supplies, that's supplies at the standard, reduced, or zero rate. Those supplies are part of wider activities carried on with one or more other persons. The totality of the disaggregated activities gives rise to a registration liability. HMRC can issue a notice of direction from a current date if satisfied that the conditions have been met and register all the businesses as one for VAT purposes. Despite the increase in HMRC powers, the incidence of business splitting is as prevalent as ever. I'm constantly being asked for my opinion of individual cases. The rise in the VAT rate to 20% could induce more attempts by businesses to disaggregate. HMRC do rigorously defend their policy and have issued detailed guidance notes to their officers. It is a complex area and not helped by inconsistent VAT tribunal rulings. As an example, HMRC lost the case of a Mr. R. Wallace. HMRC had treated the appellant as a single entity for VAT purposes. The nature of Mr. Wallace's business was a public house. In this case, there were two entities, a sole proprietor, i.e. Mr. Wallace, providing wet sales, and a sole proprietor, i.e. his wife, providing catering. The tribunal, despite considerable evidence indicating one business, placed more weight on the trader's intention when reaching their decision. They also mentioned that where there is a formal relationship between the parties, there may be an acceptable level of informality between the businesses. This case does not set a precedent as such, as each will be decided on its merits, but should be looked at by anyone considering disaggregation. It has to be said, there are numerous cases that have been won by HMRC. The criteria that business owners and or advisors need to be aware of include: 1. Is the business one that is designed to operate as an individual business despite utilising central resources, for example, a franchise business? 2. Is the business one that is linked with other connected business owners, that is, can only be considered one individual business? For example, in the case of Mr. Wallace mentioned earlier, wet sales and catering in a public house or restaurant. 3. Is the business carried on in separate departments or divisions, but in reality is one legal entity, for example, a quasi-partnership? 4. How much independence does the business have from other connected businesses by way of legal and technical resources? 5. Does the business have autonomy of operation, for example, access to premises, opening hours, absences, recording sales, purchases of stock, bank accounts and annual accounts? 6. What would happen if the owner was unable to operate the business personally? 7. Is the business registered separately with HMRC for corporation tax? 8. Is the owner working together with a partner or spouse in his or her business as a quasi co-owner, as opposed to providing assistance as a family member? There are a number of possible outcomes in a disaggregation case, such as HMRC could decide there has always been a single entity and VAT is due on past supplies from the date the VAT registration should have been effective. This can easily be determined where, say, a sole trader claims to be operating two or more businesses. If there are two businesses being operated by, say, family members, are they in reality trading as a partnership? Alternatively, there are a number of genuinely separate legal entities, in which case HMRC will accept that there is no case of disaggregation. Finally, there are a number of separate legal entities, but HMRC determine that there is only one business, that is, there are sufficient financial and or organisational links between them. These are the cases in which HMRC will issue and seek to enforce a notice of direction from a current date. The best preparation may satisfy direct tax requirements, but may not remove the possibility of an HMRC direction. All the facets for separation may exist, for example, separate bank accounts, trading accounts, purchasing and sales differentiation, but HMRC state in their internal guidance that if they are unable to demonstrate as a matter of fact that a single entity exists, then they should accept those activities as being carried out by separate entities, but they should consider whether the separation is artificial. A number of trades have traditionally operated along segregated lines, with a number of individual persons operating within the business. HMRC cite such trades as being driving schools, taxi firms, managed public houses, and hairdressers. Trade associations will normally have agreed a memorandum of understanding with HMRC as a way of operating. As an example, there is an agreement between the National Hairdressers Association and HMRC, which is used to determine whether or not a stylist working in a salon is an employee or self-employed person. HMRC state that this agreement only applies to self-employed persons and will seek to aggregate those self-employed stylists who are artificially separated, provided that the legal criteria are met in order for them to do so. Any business that operates within a particular trade classification that has unique structures should always seek representation from their trade association should HMRC attempt to aggregate them with other businesses. Businesses do require certainty on the treatment of transactions. However, disaggregation is a subject which is fraught with difficulty. If advising in this area, then any advice should be strongly caveated. HMRC will continue to examine closely all situations where closely connected persons are purporting to operate distinct and separate businesses. It is essential that owners and advisors apply the following criteria to the business operations to stand the best chance of successfully fending off a challenge from HMRC. 1. They are in a sector that has unique trading relationships and modus operandi. 2. They have demonstrated sufficient independence by way of practical operation, bank accounts, day books and annual accounts. And 3. The businesses are being operated on an arm's length basis. Even after applying the above criteria, there is still no certainty that HMRC might not persuade a VAT tribunal, if necessary, that a notice of direction is not valid. It should be remembered, the avoidance of VAT is no longer a motive that must be proven. Of worse impact, however, is that the businesses might be assessed for VAT as a single legal entity because insufficient independence has been demonstrated. Owners and advisors should ensure they can prove distinct businesses are being operated separately. This will protect them from past exposure, but still leaves them open to a notice of direction from a current date, the current date being the date that HMRC find out about the business separation. Thank you.